Starting things off, we'll start off here with Kendall Gentry. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you had quite the scoring performance coming in to last Friday night. Did you expect that?
I didn't expect that, no.
I mean, you started off well with the opening three there, and you had, I think, about three threes and 15 points the other night. What seemed to work for you offensively?
I just think that this year I'm starting to have more confidence with it being my second year on varsity. It's I feel a lot more comfortable with the position that I'm in.
Has the game slowed down a little bit for you as well?
Yeah, it has. I'm not as sped up, especially when I'm dribbling.
Mm-hmm. All right. But, you know, it was kind of quite a shootout last week there.
Yeah, it was.
What was that like?
It was intense. It was like the highest scoring game I've ever participated in.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they couldn't miss. You guys couldn't miss. It's just kind of one of those nights.
Yeah.
But what are some takeaways from game one?
Just knowing that not every shot's going to fall, and if it doesn't, mm-hmm. we can't stop shooting. And making stronger passes, especially when the team is as long as Hoisington mm-hmm. was.
How difficult was that to adjust to early on?
It was difficult for that first quarter, mm-hmm. but I think once we all got adjusted to their length, it was a lot easier throughout the game.
Now, excited here for three games in 3 days here?
I'm really excited. This is a super fun tournament for us.
Yeah, and, Lamar and then a couple of teams you've never faced before, so that's even better, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. After you learned from last week, has that maybe changed your goals a little bit for this year?
Yeah, I just want to continue staying confident, and mm-hmm. just because I mess up or miss one shot, not to just give up. I need to keep pushing.
Yeah, I guess kind of that forget about it, move on to the next play.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, you've had a great start, and that was pretty exciting watching you there play the other night. You got pretty excited as well out there a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. Well, keep up the good work here, Kendall.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Kendall Gentry joining us here, and our next guest is going to be another junior in Avery Lewis. She had a big game in her start the other night, and how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And what'd you like about last Friday night's game?
I feel like we're playing really well as a team. We're not being selfish at all. We're throwing the passes that we need to, and we're not just taking a shot if we just want to get our points up. Just we're playing really well as a team.
Yeah, it felt like you guys did move the ball around pretty good last week there, and you had a big night, and I know you did a lot of your damage at the foul line. So how many free throws did you shoot between last year and this year to get ready for the season?
I have no idea. Probably a lot because my father, he made me practice a lot. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, you looked pretty good. I think I had you at 6-for-6 from the line there. And I don't want to jinx you because that's a pretty good start there. But, it seemed like you guys liked the up-tempo pace, didn't you?
Yes, we pushed the ball a lot. And, we play a fast-paced game.
All right. And what are some things that maybe you're going to try to work on after one game into the season?
Definitely my zone defense. I feel like my man's pretty solid, but mm-hmm. my zone defense, I need to move a lot quicker and rotate better.
Yeah. Okay. And I was going to ask you, is it made a little bit of the rotation there? And mm-hmm. what's maybe the challenges for you maybe with the man defense and a zone defense, maybe just trying to figure that all out?
I feel like a zone, I try to steal the ball a lot, and then I get caught, and then they backdoor cut, and then
I get beat. All right, and you get three games in 3 days. It's got to be kind of nice to get to play at home, isn't it?
Yes, I'm very excited that they're home. We don't have to drive to Colorado. So.
That too, yeah. I mean, it'd be nice, but not to play.
Not 3 days in a row.
I'm with you there. But you've had a great season so far here, Avery, and thanks again for joining me, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, once again, another junior Avery Lewis joining us here from Scott City Ace Harders. We get Coach Amy Felker here on the headset. Well, Coach, quite a game last week for you guys. Kind of a shootout there, a 76-65 setback. But, despite the loss, and I know there's a lot of things that are easy fixes, I think, on defense maybe a little bit. But overall, I think you had to be pretty happy for game one.
You know, I am pretty happy. Our goal was to be mm-hmm. up-tempo and get the ball up and down the court. And we did a good job of getting the looks. Mm-hmm. Avery got some fouls running the court. We got some easy layups. We just made a lot of really good passes. So, we just got to continue to capitalize on people if they're not going to get back and take care of the ball and just work hard.
Do you feel like the consistency was there with your up-tempo?
Yeah, and it's going to just keep getting better and better. There was a few times that we forced some things that we, you know, shouldn't have made the pass. We should have made the easy pass and then got the pass to the inside. So we've really talked about that this weekend, that they don't have to make the All-American pass, just make the easy pass, and then they can make it in. So, you know, I'm excited to continue to get better at that aspect of the game.
Well, like this team didn't quit. They were down, I think, 14 a couple of occasions there, and all of a sudden had it down to 3, I think, late in the third quarter and even 4 in the first part of the fourth quarter. And so that kind of shows the signs that, you know, this is a team that's going to be fighters to the end.
You know, they are. They work hard, and they refuse to lose. You know, they want to win. They're going to do whatever they can to make that happen. You know, Hoisington was a good team, and they made some nice shots. And then once you have a hole to dig out of, it's hard. And then you put a lot of effort in, and then they make a run. You know, we just kept having to do that. And, you know, at the end, we just started to lose our legs, and those shots weren't going that were going in the first half. So, you know, we just got to get stronger and make sure that we come out full force in the first quarter and not timid and a little bit scared that first game.
Was it maybe just the length of Hoisington that maybe kind of set you guys back a little bit early on?
You know, they put that nice little half court press on us. And, you know, one or two times we were just like, oh, we haven't had this for a while. And then once they got it figured out, you know, we made the right passes and we took care of the ball a lot better. But we just we just have to make sure we don't throw through those girls. We have to get the ball around them and make the easy passes. There were still so many times that we tried to make long skip passes, and you can't do that against that kind of team. So we just got to keep playing within ourselves and doing the little things right. And, you know, good things are going to happen.
Well, you get 3 games in 3 days here, starting off Thursday night with Lamar. And I think I looked up their record. They're 2-1. And then you get them on Thursday, Coronado, a team that you're somewhat familiar with on Friday. And then Saturday, a whole new team with La Junta. But it's Colorado week. What are you expecting to see? Have you been able to find stuff on these teams?
Actually, we have. We have saw a lot of little game film. Lamar has a really good guard that can go inside and outside. She works really hard. So, you know, she likes to steal the ball on defense. So we're just going to really have to make sure we always know where she's at and then not let anybody else really go off. You know, the rest of the games we really haven't really talked about too much. But they're all these teams are going to be physical. They're going to be body checking with us. So we've got to make sure we handle the pressure. But I really think we have the opportunity tomorrow night to run the court and get some easy baskets in transition. So we're excited to get things going. It's just nice that we're playing people that we don't ever see. And so it'll be exciting for both teams.
And it'll definitely be kind of a different style that you may not be accustomed to the rest of the year.
You know, you never know. You know, you got to be able to adapt to everything. And, you know, now that we're in 4A, we're going to have to adapt to a little bit different teams and that kind of stuff. So it's always nice to get challenged by different styles, different players and that kind of stuff that you're not used to seeing every single night.
Once again, it's Coach Amy Felger joining me here from Scott City Ace Hardware, our coach's show here on Mix 94.5 Girls at Home, 6 o'clock Thursday night, Friday night, 5 o'clock Saturday. So 3 days at the Event Center. Coach, thanks again for the time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.